Good morning. A strong storm system moving up toward the Great Lakes is pumping in much milder air across interior New York and New England on the heels of a strong southerly wind, which will only increase today. Temperatures have climbed past freezing most places in the 30s and lower 40s this morning, so any icing from yesterday should go by the boards relatively quickly. But also with that milder air flowing over a snowpack, we're getting areas of locally dense fog this morning, and in some cases visibilities are under 1 mile, so leave yourself some extra time. Just a few scattered showers well in advance of this storm system during the day today, but a steadier and heavier rain will develop as a cold front sweeps our way from the Great Lakes. The heavy rain may be accompanied by a few rumbles of thunder, and with that rainfall falling into a snowpack in some places, which will be melting with the mild air, we have flooding concerns overnight and into the day tomorrow, and a flood watch has been issued for most of the region. As that front sweeps through, much colder air will start to flow in on the heels of a gusty northwest wind, which at times could be over 50 to 60 miles an hour late tonight and through the day tomorrow. Rain showers will shift over to snow showers as temperatures will continue to slide down to around 40 tonight and then through the 30s during the day tomorrow. This will leave us with a more winter-like feel come the latter portion of the week, with scattered snow showers only in the mid-20s on Friday, still a breeze out of the northwest, and temperatures staying in the middle to high 20s with scattered snow showers over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong winter storm is moving through the eastern part of the country, bringing a variety of stormy weather with it. In the unseasonably mild air out ahead of the storm, strong and severe thunderstorms, some with embedded tornadoes, are occurring in the Tennessee Valley and will continue to spread across the southeastern states today. While strong gusty winds will be the primary threat with these storms, a few tornadoes are possible this afternoon and possibly even some severe hail. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect on the colder side of the system in the upper Midwest, where as much as 5 to 8 inches of snow could fall from Green Bay down to Des Moines. And parts of the Intermountain West, from the Colorado and New Mexico Rockies into the Cascades of the Pacific Northwest, are under a winter storm warning or a winter weather advisory as shots of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continue to move through, producing snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Fort Pierce, Florida, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Aktau, Kazakhstan, at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and fog and drizzle, 42 degrees with a dew point of 41. 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 16, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Cotulla and Laredo, both in Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers and areas of fog near 60. Boston, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, showers, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 32, that's 9 degrees above normal. 14 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow, 5.9 inches for the month and 19.3 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 54, set in 1974, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:06 p.m., 9 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, becoming a steadier rain later. Also, areas of dense fog, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Rain heavy at times and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Windy with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today. Also areas of dense fog with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain, heavy at times, and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, windy, with lows in the upper 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and becoming a steadier rain this afternoon. A thunderstorm also possible with areas of fog. Highs will be in the mid-50s. Rain, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. Windy with lows in the lower 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Deconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, also areas of dense fog with highs in the mid-50s. Rain, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, windy with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, becoming a steadier rain later. Also areas of dense fog with highs in the lower 50s. Rain, heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also windy with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, very windy with gusts over 50 at times, turning rain showers over to snow showers as colder air rushes in, temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold with scattered snow showers Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. Upper 20s with scattered snow showers Sunday. Dry on Monday, 32. And more snow showers possible on Tuesday with highs right around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.